Jesse Zweig is with us live via telephone. Jesse Zweig hosts the Wednesday and Thursday, but for today, Wednesday live lunch coming up at 11 a.m. Eastern time here at the Nahum Segal Network. Jesse Zweig, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nahum. It's good to be back. It's been quite a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while, and I appreciate it. And everyone always looks forward to the live lunch, which is going to be a cappella style today. I guess it's this week and next week that's still a cappella style.
Correct. And then we're done until the summer.
Do you count the days until the regular format comes back like I do?
So I'll be brutally honest with you. Yeah. Most people seem to like not appreciate a cappella.
Right.
What I do during the week is I'll go into my iTunes where I store all my music, and I'll just start going through a cappella and throwing stuff into a Z-Report or Thursday Live Lunch folder.
Right.
If I tell you that yesterday I had 5.5 hours of like really good stuff, and I had to cut down from 5, I'm now up to 3. So in the next hour or two, I got to cut it down from 3 to 2. But it's crazy how much there really is out there that we actually enjoy.
I'm just trying to think from my rule of thumb. That's about 100 songs. It's about 100 songs.
Yeah. Considering that the average a cappella song isn't 6 to 7 minutes.
Right.
It's usually 2.5 to 4 minutes max.
Yeah, unless you get one of those medleys that seems endless sometimes. But yeah.
Wow. Correct.
Interesting.
Correct.
So what are your thoughts these days? Because you are broadcasting the show, generally speaking, from Lakewood, New Jersey, one of the most populous and most densely populated Jewish areas on the planet, frankly, which is pretty amazing. And you made a comment to me the other day about how crazy things are in certain parts, especially in the New York, New Jersey area, but certain parts of the country, obviously, in reference to the demonstrations and the safety concerns, et cetera, et cetera. And I said to you, you know, like, I don't know if in a community like yours we even feel it. And you said to me, what are you talking about, Nahum? We do feel it. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on the whole issue.
Not only do we feel it, but somebody posted on one of the local chats last week that, you know, Lakewood, don't think that you're not part of the fact because they're having a pro-Palestine rally in Toms River, which is one of the towns right next to here, this past Sunday. So it's not like, oh, yeah, you know, the Jews are nice. They live next door to us. The ones in Lakewood, they're different. If anything, it's the other way around. And the funny thing is my brother-in-law is an Hatzolah member, and I don't know if you know, but there's a huge amount of accidents that happen weekly in Lakewood. We're talking about anything from a fender bender to an overturned car or some really bad accidents. And most people assume that it's, you know, young adults or girls who came back from seminary or women who are driving the drop-off kids. The reality is that Solo told me that they said a good 60% are not even Jews, and they're going to these accidents to help out.
Wow. So they are trying their best to be neighborly and to reach out to others, but that's not always appreciated.
I mean, look, I was watching Rudy Israel's video. I don't know if you saw, he put up a video, I think, in the last 6 days,
right,
where he was at a protest and trying to say, hey, let's, you know, we want to live peacefully with Arabs in Israel. It's not apartheid and all these things that these kids are just, you know, coming up with these terminologies that they probably have never heard before in their life, and they're repeating that, you know, there are plenty of Arabs that are living happily in Israel, working government jobs and all that.
Right, we know that.
But the reality is that it's scary what's going on out there. I mean, I got an alert from Yeshiva World this morning that one of the bridges in the city might be closed down because of a protest. Did it happen or not?
Based on what I saw on Twitter, it did not happen, but there was a major threat overnight about a rally or protest at the George Washington Bridge, and obviously we were paying careful attention to that. But based on what I saw preliminarily on Twitter, it didn't happen. What happened with the rally? What happened this past Sunday? Did you hear any reports? Was the demonstration relatively peaceful? Did you hear anything about it?
So I did not hear any reports, but there was a town meeting in the township of Howell, which is also right next to Lakewood, on Thursday or Wednesday. And there were protesters outside, just because there's some Jewish people who live in Howell who showed up and had some concerns about, you know, anything from garbage to, you know, neighbors and, you know, these
local issues,
councilship. Yeah, local issues. And it was insane. And it was posted on all the local news sites. It was shot on the Lakewood Scoop, you know, which is the top news sites for the five town area, which we're calling now Lakewood, Toms River, Howell, Jackson, Manchester. And it's just insane. I mean, look, we knew when Jews started moving into some of these towns next to Lakewood, like Howell and Toms River, that a lot of people didn't appreciate it. not because, you know, there were things to worry about, not that because they're saying that you're 10 people families or, right. you know, we don't want a mess. They just, you know, they get nervous because let's be honest now, up until 10 years ago, and the truth is you can probably find people like this. A lot of people don't know what a Jew looks like, right. what being a Jew means.
Right.
Until a couple of years ago, yet people still believe that we have horns underneath our kippahs and stuff. You know, right. I mean, just being taught the way they were and being sheltered from seeing a Jewish person.
Oh, you can tell you're an out-of-towner. I love it. I love it. You can, for those who don't know, Yossi's Y, right, originally from Montreal, right?
Correct, right. Yes.
You can tell, and I'm not belittling it. It's a big advantage when you come from out of town and you're used to these issues and you know what it's like to try to live in areas that are not always welcoming. And I think your perspective is spot on this. So that's the reality. The reality is that even in heavily Jewish neighborhoods, places that are sprawling and have so many new Jewish residents, and you would think maybe in suburbia it would be different than, you know, in the city, so to speak, or in places like Williamsburg and Borough Park. But, of course, it's all the same in many ways, and there's new experiences, as you described, in many ways. A lot of people not familiar with Jewish people at all.
Correct. Nachum, did you see what was going on in Crown Heights the other day?
No. What day?
I didn't see the park, but there was a park that had benches that were green, and overnight people painted a white stripe over the top and a red stripe over the bottom, you know, to have, like, the Palestinian colors on all the benches.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you.
And that's like, you know, a hidden message, so to speak. Like, if you know it, you don't. But I'm saying you can drive around central Jersey over here by Lakewood, Toms River, Manchester, Jackson area, and you can see people driving by with bumper stickers or keffiyehs or flags hanging out. But I think that the biggest trouble is, you know, that, A, these are Americans. And they really don't understand what they're doing. It's amazing how much miscommunication or misinterpretation there are. I know we're in the woke community now of everybody has to know, you know, more about what's going on, and that, you know, Israel's beating up, you know, but to say that we're trying to wipe out Palestine, you know, when the reality is you look at the numbers and they've exploded to 400 times the people that were there back when Israel became a state. It's insane.
Yeah, it's a genocide claim that really puts them over the top, to say the least. Yossi's Y hosts live lunch coming up at 11 a.m. Eastern time, and he, even in an area with as Jewish a population as we've been told and as he's described, he has certainly been paying attention to the atmosphere of today. By the way, on a totally different note, I hear there's a kosher restaurant already in Manchester. Is that true?
Yeah, there's a few. There's a dairy place. As a matter of fact, there's a few
in Manchester, New Jersey. There's a few.
Yeah, there's a Fialkovs that opened up also somewhere
in Manchester.
I don't know if it's in Manchester or Howell, but yes, in some of these areas. There was a WhatsApp that went out before Pesach about 32 eateries that opened up in the three towns over here.
That have opened up how recently?
In the last 3 months.
What?
Yeah.
I got to see that list.
I mean, even the Loft opened, soft opening 2 weeks before Pesach. I mean, the Loft is you know, that's Borough Park. You know, right. that's high class over here. They have a gorgeous brand new restaurant here on Route 70 on the Lakewood-Thomas River border. But, yeah, a bunch of mom and pop and pop-up shops that just, you know, brand names that, you know, that just opened up second, third. I mean, Seasons is supposed to open up a second store here in Thomas River.
You sent us to a great restaurant in a golf course. It was like a golf club. I forgot the name
of it. Oh, yeah. You went to Char Q last time, yeah.
Wow. 32. I got to see that list. All right. So there is some exciting news. Some people aren't thrilled.
I'll forward it to you, Nachum. Don't worry.
Some people aren't thrilled with the fact that there's that much goshamius in the Lakewood area. So it seems to be a debate among many people. But all right. It's certainly comforting news compared to some of the other things you told us today. Yossi Zweig, the Wednesday live lunch, acapella style, starts at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Your first selection today is going to come from which artist?
Ooh, let me look it up. I got to check it up. Let's see first.
One of those very...
Ari Goldwag. Oh, Ari Goldwag. With 12 albums, it's kind of like you can't go a few minutes.
He's up to 12 on acapella, just on acapella, right?
Just on acapella. Actually, there's more than 12. There's 12 acapella soul albums, and there's three albums that he released for the 3 weeks. So it's 15 albums.
Wait, what name did he use for the 3 weeks once?
to remember it was songs of
Soul something, right? Soul.
Yes, yes. You got it. See,
I just can't remember the
name. Nacho might not love acapella.
Wasn't it something?
But he has everything that's out there. But yeah, it's Darkness to Redemption, they were called.
What was it called?
Darkness to Redemption.
Darkness to Redemption. Good luck today, Yossi, and thank you for your insight.
Thank you so much, Nachum. Have a great day.
Yossi's Zweig. Oh, by the way, Yossi Zweig recommends that everybody buy at least one entry into the big contest. Go to NachumSiegel.com. Click on the banner at the top of the page. You will be eligible for all 10 prizes in our big Lag BaOmer raffle. How much will you pay for your entry? It depends. It's done at random, somewhere between $1 and $360. Pretty cool, huh?